Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Happy Tuesday morning, Junks listeners, whether you're in D.C., Maryland, Virginia. You're listening on the Odyssey app, which is free. You can listen to us on the go wherever you might be. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, just go to cropmetcalf.com. Do that today. I am Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter. I'm joined by Jason Bishop, who apparently is a little under the weather. So hopefully he's feeling okay.
Not feeling great. I'm trying to stick it out.
Do what you can.
Feel like I'm coming down with something. I don't know what it is.
Can't make it, then go home. It's very simple. John Paul Flame is here.
I was looking for the story. I saw it this morning. It was a story about winter, and it said
winter sucks.
Basically, half of the month during the winter, people don't feel right.
Yeah, for some reason,
that's a terrible percentage.
My allergies are bothering me more this winter than they ever have, I think, in my entire life. And it's weird. Like, my allergies shouldn't bother me. It's the dead of winter, and pollen and most of the allergens should be gone. But here I sit with watery eyes and a stuffy nose.
It just shows you're probably allergic to other things you don't even realize.
I'm sure I am.
Yeah. Here's the article. A recent nationwide survey reveals that Americans spend less than half of their winter days feeling completely healthy.
Correct.
With respondents reporting they feel 100% fit for only 16 days during an average winter month.
Hey, but you know what? You know what makes me feel better? Opening an envelope which is just a crisp, clean $20 bill in it from a listener.
Yeah,
I don't even know that the listener sent his name.
What does your note say? It probably says the same thing mine says. Mine says, JP, thank you for sharing you knowledge and thoughts of the day.
Mine says, Cakes, thanks for your enthusiasm. I'm kind of joning. I shouldn't because he just gave me $20. And you know what? I'm going to hook him. Enthusiasm making the show so good. Jay.
Wow, that's a pretty nice.
What'd you get, Jason?
I got. Thank you for your. I can't even read. Thank you for your calm, rational thoughts, keeping the show on track.
Oh my God!
Look at this guy.
All right.
What does yours say, EB?
I got a whole thing.
You got a real.
They sent me a book.
Oh, you know what?
I don't know.
That's one of I think two books that I've currently started reading and
this particular book. Why is that a popular book right now?
Well, it's about the disappearance of the Lyon sisters in Montgomery County, like in the early to mid 70s. They disappeared from Kensington, by the way.
Yeah.
Or Wheaton. They were last seen, I think, outside of Wheaton Plaza.
So he gave me a book, and you know, I guess I'm vaguely familiar with that case.
Yeah. Did he send his manifesto?
And then he sent the manifesto.
Yeah, because, I mean, ours are very short and on thank you cards. And EB's is on, like,
says, EB,
a Ten Commandments tablet.
Perhaps you remember this case growing up. I know you don't read, but maybe you could flip through the photos. All right, that's actually funny.
That is kind of funny.
And then he says something about, it's nice your son played the only sport native to North America, so a reference to lacrosse. Both it remains healthy. I'm sorry that you're so poorly paid that you have to ask listeners for pay. I don't know what fair compensation for reading this is. I hope $20 is enough. Maybe you could watch Buster Keaton stunt on YouTube.
I don't know.
Who's Buster Keaton?
I don't know, man. God bless this guy.
Hey, he gave me a free $20. I don't have to read the book.
Yeah, mine comes attached.
Yeah, yours has strings attached.
I might send the $20 back. But
Buster Keaton did a bunch of insane stunts, apparently.
Buster Keaton.
I don't know why he's asking you to watch.
I thought Buster Keaton was like Buster an MLB baseball writer.
No, that's Buster only.
Right.
So thank you.
Buster Keaton looked like he was alive in about 1930.
It says in one of his many physical stunts was in the 1928 film, The Cameraman. Buster Keaton.
I thought he was like an old school guy. That
rides a collapsing scaffold to the ground.
So he's a stuntman from back in the day.
Okay. All right. I'm cool. Thank you.
You guys are talking about the weather. Yesterday felt great compared to you know, the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. I mean, yesterday was 45 degrees and sunny and no wind, and today is just terrible.
But I still have nagging snow because we have so many inches. You know, my backyard doesn't get sun.
It's going to take a while to melt it.
So annoying.
I've got an ice block right underneath my gutters, and I have a bunch of icicles.
Yeah.
And then the icicles dripping, and then it's just formed this ice. And I had to take the shovel like a hammer over and over and over again.
If you don't,
and I still could not get out some of the ice block.
Yeah.
And I have ice melt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've thrown that down a million times, and it's done nothing to these ice blocks right underneath the gutter. I don't know how to solve that riddle.
Dripping icicles that then will form like an ice sheet on a step.
Yeah.
If you don't take care of it, or you sleep on it, and you step on it, that's certain death. Yeah. I mean, you're just gonna fall back and smash your head, and then just die right on the spot.
Right.
So you got to be careful out there.
Yeah, it is annoying that all that stuff just won't go away. And now I think we're in for a couple of days of pretty cold weather.
Yeah.
So we're just kind of doomed.
Saturday is supposed to be 50 though, so that'll help.
All right, so 50 should it's hopefully gonna rain, that clears though. It up.
It's gonna rain on Saturday. Rain on top of snow. Not
See,
good.
Winter weather kind of around the holidays is cool. But then, like, the next 2.5 to 3 months, it just sucks. Mm-hmm. It just stinks. Get rid of it, please.
I'm out on winter.
I hate it.
That's why my friends that live in Florida, they're like, they freaking love it. Mm-hmm. There's something to be said for seasons.
It's true.
They don't really miss them.
But it all depends on where you ultimately live. Because our guy, Bikey Botts, who we all know, used to live in Phoenix. Drab used to live in Phoenix. And he said it was like living on the surface of the sun.
Well, that's a little different.
He's
Phoenix
like, you can't go outside
level.
During the summer.
Phoenix is another level.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'd rather be really hot than really cold.
Agreed. Well, I've said that for years.
I've pitched it to him.
I agree.
When I text with Mike, I'm like, hey, you miss Phoenix when there's 6 inches or 8 inches of snow on the ground? He's like, no. He's like, I will take this weather over living on the star surface with the surface.
Well, I wouldn't live in the desert, but I mean, I'd rather go outside and sweat than just feel miserable in the wind and cold.
Yeah,
as long as your air conditioning works.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah. That's hand in hand.
So yesterday, I just completely destroyed the 24-hour fast. I mean, it was. I gotta tell you, it wasn't even that hard. I thought it was going to be way harder, Cakes. Mm-hmm. I got to be a little cocky here.
What do you mean?
It wasn't that hard. I just thought it would be
a
lot harder.
You didn't eat for 24 hours?
Yeah, all I had was water and black coffee, okay?
Starting when to when?
I don't know, 8 p.m. to 8 p.m.
So you didn't eat it all yesterday, no lunch, no dinner.
Right, remember you guys were eating?
Yeah.
And I was like, I bet I did want to eat. You know, who's kidding who? But it wasn't like desperate. I was like, why is it, I was just shocked it wasn't that hard.
Sure.
But then I made a huge blunder. I pre-read all what you're supposed to eat, like, correctly to break a fast, slowly metabolize food again, right? I was like those guys on Survivor when they get a treat,
sure.
You know, and all of a sudden they're sick. I ate so much. My stomach was so full that even this morning right now, I still feel gross. I still feel gross.
What did you pummel?
Well, I tried to eat clean.
Okay.
I had avocado, chicken, broccoli. They said have a fermented food, so I had a little bit of kimchi. But what did me over is my wife made a big soup, and I added it's just too much. It was the volume of food. It was all clean.
You were overwhelmed.
Food. The volume of food was too much. And here I am, I don't know, 8 hours later, and my stomach still feels... I feel worse now than I did.
You're living a
when
life of regret right
a
now.
A little bit of regret.
Yeah.
Ate too much.
Are you going to do the same thing today?
No. Oh. I mean, why would I? It ain't the greatest thing on earth, but it wasn't as hard as I thought it would be. But I will say this. I don't know if you guys had this. Jason, you probably didn't, but JP and Cakes probably did. When I got home yesterday, so here I am in this freaking water fast that I was trying to do. I went home. I had no water. I said,
water.
What?
I had so much water.
No, I turned on the sink.
Water.
Coming out of the faucets. It was shut off.
Now, Kensington issue? Because I didn't have that issue.
I think it was a Montgomery County thing, but maybe not. You didn't hit you guys. But like we had a lot of water main breaks in like Bethesda, Kensington, et cetera.
Yeah.
And they had warned that they wanted people to like limit their water consumption.
I got that warning too.
Because they didn't want to cut it off.
Right.
Well, I guess they cut it off. Now, luckily, it was only for a couple hours, but there was a mild sense of panic that I had that the only thing I could have right now is freaking water And there's no water coming out of my faucet.
Right. Even that you can't have.
Even that I can't have. What is going on?
I mean, that's water bottles?
We did have a few, but I sent my daughter out to get another case
right
before they all were gone.
Need some more rations, more provisions.
And a few hours later, he came back.
Good. Yeah. Good. You're made whole.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah. All good. All good. But so, it is dicey, though. You know, when they turn the water back on and it looks a little, the color's
brown.
A little off.
Yeah, it's brown. It's,
you got to let it run for a while.
Yeah, you got to let it filter through.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, when we come back, we will get into the Junk Sports page. We'll recap the Rams-Vikings playoff game. Spoiler alert, it was pretty one-sided. The Cowboys are searching for a new head coach and more. We'll do that next here on 106.7 The Fan.